When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, what's up? What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Here we are in the middle of July, episode 2388. Excited to bring you all new episodes every single day throughout the summer, throughout other seasons as well. But here we are in the summer, Northern Hemisphere at least. And lots of interesting topics coming in, lots of interesting questions, case studies, tips, and such from listeners such as yourselves. Thank you so much for being out there. Today, we're going to hear from Albert. Albert's going to join us on the podcast with a question. He is in Boulder, Colorado at the moment, currently residing. That's the key point, because he identifies himself as a true digital nomad. And with an array of skills and experiences, he's hoping to leverage this varied skill set in the freelance marketplace known as Fiverr. Now, you know Fiverr, we've talked about it before. It's a pretty quick and easy place to go to either hire somebody for a small amount of money or offer your services, as a new freelancer to all kinds of people all over the world. So you can be a buyer or a seller there. It's not always the place to go and make like a ton of money, although we have had some people. I think I had a guy on the podcast once who's making more than $100,000 a year from Fiverr. But most of the time, though, it's just kind of a place to do some smaller stuff. Anyway, our focus here today is with Albert. He finds himself at a crossroads, a Fiverr crossroads, wondering which of his many skills could translate into the most profitable services. Now, that is a key point with a marketplace like Fiverr or Upwork or somewhere else, that lots of services are very low priced, but not all of them are. Some are, in fact, higher priced. So let's hear his question, see about the best next steps. How can he maximize his efforts to make the most money in the most efficient way? And perhaps this will be helpful to somebody else out there as well. So what should I sell or what service should I offer on Fiverr? That is today's question. Here's our sponsor message, then the listener question, then my answer.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello there, I'm Albert, a digital nomad currently residing in Boulder, Colorado. So I've been listening to your show for a while now as I travel across the US, picking up all sorts of jobs and skills along the way. My diverse experiences have sort of made me a jack of all trades, which I thought could be an advantage on platforms like Fiverr. However, given the vast number of offerings there, I'm unsure what to focus on. Could you advise me on the most profitable and in-demand services on Fiverr that might be the best fit for me? Thanks.
Hey Albert, glad you're out there, and good work with the digital nomading, Boulder, fun city. All right, so here's what I think about this. Your flexibility and willingness to take on, a great variety of tasks is an advantage, especially in a place like Fiverr where a range of services is offered. However, you really have found a good focus here in terms of thinking about, okay, how do I choose? You know, just because I could offer a bunch of things doesn't mean I necessarily should. In fact, I think, your most profitable path forward is not to say, okay, I'm going to do 18 different services. It's probably going to be, let me see where there is high demand, and let me see where the prices are, you know, a bit higher than average, but also something that I'm pretty good at doing. Okay. So basically, I think there's a sweet spot here. If you look at Fiverr, there's this range of services offered at a range of prices. And some services really are highly technical, you know, for certain software, certain apps, some kinds of programming and design and such. Like stuff like that, a jack of all trades probably can't compete with someone who is a professional. And so there's also a range of services on the low end, things that anybody can do. And that's like the classic Fiverr model of just pay $5 and somebody will do this thing for you. Obviously, you're not going to make money $5 at a time, $5 per client. You know, that's kind of an exercise in frustration. So what you want is something in the middle. It's like something that, you know, is a bit more advanced than something anybody can do, but not so technical that it's kind of out of your range. That's what's going to allow you to charge more of a premium without having the more advanced tech abilities. So in terms of what that is, you know, there's a lot of categories on Fiverr. You know, broad categories include graphic design, digital marketing, video and animation, music and audio, programming and tech, but you know, these are pretty broad. I think you want to dig down within that and look at, okay, maybe there is some type of SEO service or social media marketing or management or content marketing. Those are also kind of broad categories, but the key point is going to be differentiation, because if you're just, you know, offering the same things that everybody else is, then you're not going to be able to charge higher prices. So I would say what I would do is I would just spend a lot of time on the platform. I would say, okay, today I'm going to spend 45 minutes, you know, just going through the homepage of Fiverr and then searching and looking at other profiles and looking at reviews. And, you know, you're going to find some opportunities, maybe some, you know, service arbitrage opportunities in doing so. That will lead you to say, okay, here is the thing that I need to focus on. I can't tell you exactly what it would be because I don't know. I know that Albert has a lot of skills, but what exactly are those skills? I don't know Fiverr so well that I can tell you immediately, you know, here is the one thing to go and do. And that probably wouldn't work either because everyone would go and do it and the price advantage would disappear. But what I know is there are price advantage opportunities on platforms like Fiverr and Upwork. So I definitely think it's worth considering and looking into some more if you're interested in offering services. Albert, good luck with that and with the nomading and such. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Come stop by, let me know what you're up to. We'll continue to feature them each week along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thanks for being out there. New episode tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.